the sound of a glass ceiling cracking on Wall Street. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time, a woman will be in charge of a global mega bank. Citigroup has announced that Jane Fraser becomes CEO in February. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the line. Tell me about who this is.
Well, Jane Fraser has been with Citibank for 16 years. She went to Citi after stints at Goldman Sachs and McKinsey & Company. Last year, Citibank rival Wells Fargo approached her about taking over as its CEO. Most recently, Fraser was head of global consumer banking at Citi. She was named Citibank's president last year. Before that, she headed the bank's Latin American region. She's replacing Michael Corbett. He's slimmed down Citibank into just two main divisions, one serving institutional clients, the other a global consumer bank.
And what are some of the top challenges she's inheriting?
Well, of course, the pandemic is a huge challenge, especially because consumers who've lost their jobs now could have trouble paying down their credit card bills. Citi's share price is way down 36% so far this year, and it's seen as an underperformer compared to other big banks.
And I recall Citibank has had a rocky history on this gender glass ceiling issue.
Yeah, one former executive, Sally Krawcheck, left Citi in 2008 after she was pushed aside. She'd been in charge of Citi's wealth management unit, but she disagreed with top management about how to reimburse investors who lost money following Citigroup's investment advice.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Last week at this time, we were covering technology stocks hitting the skids after the NASDAQ fell another 2% yesterday. Today, futures are pointing up for the NASDAQ, which is up 0.9% now, the future. That index has fallen 7.3% this month so far. The Dow future at the moment up 0.7%. Now, can the biggest of U.S. cities revitalize itself after the pandemic? It is a slow process. Indoor dining at one-quarter seating capacity returns to New York at the end of this month. The Great Metropolitan Museum there reopened the other day, again with limited capacity. The pace of New York's recovery from disaster has echoes with events of 19 years ago today, September 11th. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
In addition to the emotional trauma of 9/11, the terrorist attacks triggered an economic downturn. But the pandemic recession will probably look more like the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, according to Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin.
And that's because during the 2001 recession, it was very short and things bounced back very quickly. During 2008, it was actually the financial sectors in New York that were impacted and people lost their jobs.
Affecting the housing market, just like now. The pandemic has prompted many people to leave the city, pushing down rental prices for homes and commercial real estate. James Orr is a former vice president at the New York Fed and is currently at the City University of New York. He says New York's recovery now, just like after 9/11,
is going to be in part dependent on how the national economy recovers and how strong that is going forward.
And that broader economic recovery can't really get going until the pandemic is under control. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Now to abuse of the paycheck protection loans the government gave to businesses to keep employees on the payrolls amid pandemic. Federal agents have arrested more than 50 people for allegedly scamming the system, among them a fellow who played wide receiver for the New York Jets. Joff Bellamy is accused of spending $63,000 of PPP money at a Florida casino. The total amount of money scammed by the various individuals totals $175 million. As of August, banks had approved $525 billion in PPP loans. By my math, the fraud outlined yesterday equals 0.03% of that. A few moments ago, I mentioned casinos. Many of the ones that have reopened have transparent screens around the blackjack tables and staff wipe off the chips periodically. But smoking is still typically allowed. As Benjamin Payne reports from Reno, that too is a gamble.
Brian Christopher says he loves playing slot machines, especially slot machines in casinos that have gone non-smoking during the pandemic. He's making this very clear to his more than 275,000 YouTube followers.
This casino has gone non-smoking. We're so proud of them, and we applaud them. We thank them so much for doing that.
The Los Angeles-based millennial influencer uploads videos of himself playing slots across the country. He also signs up for a lot of email newsletters from casinos, including casinos that still allow smoking.
Every time you get an email, it always starts off these days with your health is of our number one priority. But in my opinion, if our health really is of utmost importance to them, they should be non-smoking.
Some tribal and state governments have at least temporarily banned smoking in casinos because of the pandemic, but the country's most popular gambling state, Nevada, has not. While there's been no specific research on COVID-19 and smoking, researchers have looked at how other coronaviruses in the past can be spread through secondhand smoke. Dr. Melinda Mojave-Gittens is a physician and tobacco researcher.
Based on what we currently know about the properties and the size of COVID-19, it stands to reason that those particles could potentially latch onto a secondhand smoke particle.
But gambling is a competitive industry, so...
For some casino in Nevada to ban smoking at their own property would be economic suicide.
That's Andrew Klebanow. He's a Las Vegas-based casino consultant. If a single casino sets its own ban, he says, then tobacco-using patrons will just drive to another casino down the road where they are allowed to light up. But if Nevada were to impose a blanket ban, Klebanow thinks it would create a level playing field.
It can't be done on a property-by-property basis. It requires a statewide effort.
The Nevada Resort Association, a lobbying group for the state's gambling industry, said in a written statement that ventilation systems at casinos remove smoke. However, the World Health Organization says that no ventilation system can reduce secondhand smoke exposure to a safe level. In Reno, I'm Benjamin Payne for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.